Hi there, folks. This is Paul Barnes from paulbarnes.com, the online business and internet marketing podcast center. Hello and welcome. Just a little quick series starting today on top internet marketing strategies. I might do this as a top three. I might do this as a top five, maybe even a top 10. Just have to wait and see how we go. But this is our quick tip section. So let's get straight into it. Quick tip number one, organic search engine optimization. Yep, you know what this is if you have anything to do with online stuff already. And the new phrase, the wonder word that we like to use is organic search engine optimization. That means you actually get in there and you do it yourself. Now, depending on how your page is structured, or okay, maybe you don't have to do it yourself, you get someone else to do it, that's fine. But depending on how your page is structured, whether you're using something like WordPress or another program as such, or whether you're working in basic PHP yourself or HTML or whatever, it doesn't matter. See, here's the key thing. The principles actually still remain the same. Now, I don't know if you were aware of that, but the principles of good search engine optimization have not changed that much over the last 5 years. Here's some of the keys. And depending on where you want it to show up, you need to emphasize different areas. And I'll give you a particular example. For example, I have a page on my website, which using WordPress, I like it to appear in Facebook in a particular way. What that means very simply is I give my new Facebook friends a gift. And I copy and paste the link of this particular page into their wall, and Facebook pulls the information. Now, what information does it pull out? Well, it pulls out the title, of course. They all do that. Facebook, Google, Yahoo, whatever. So your title is vitally important as to how you write it. Now, keep in mind, if you are using some kind of platform like WordPress, it will automatically generate not just the page title, but the blog title at the same time. So you need to make sure you do that well. The next thing that we usually think of, not so much anymore, but is the meta description. You know, that bit that often used to appear under the title in the search engines really doesn't anymore. But here's the thing, I found out with Facebook, it still does. So if I copy and paste this link into Facebook, it's going to appear exactly the way I want it to because of my meta description. And I use a plugin for that part of the search engine marketing with Facebook. But in Google and the other top search engines, it means diddly squat. It does absolutely nothing. They, of course, pull their content from the relevance in the page itself. So you really do want to make sure that, particularly the first paragraph, that the H1 header tags, you know, the H1 tags that go onto your page and your first paragraph have your keyword phrase, your targeted keyword phrase or two in there as well. And then you write the body, the content of your page accordingly, balancing it out. I'm not going to go into percentages of what's good and what's bad. I'll just tell you that if you have your keyword phrase 100 times in an article that's only 300 words long, well, that's pretty poor. And it's not going to have much of an impact over the long term on the stability of your website. And of course, there are other things that you can do within WordPress and within linking structures within your website which can assist. But the key elements is a good solid title, a good solid headline, and a good solid first paragraph. They're the key elements. And I mention them as the keys, and they're certainly not the all, but just the keys, because you can do them yourself for each page in 5 minutes, tops. Per page. So if you've got 100 pages, okay, that's going to be a bit of time, but wouldn't it be worthwhile going back and doing it? Did it with my website. Originally, I was being found, according to Google Webmaster Tools, on 20 or 30 different, you know, keyword phrases, front page results. Now it's over 100. It's on its way. It's going up and it's going up and it's going up because I'm taking the time to do this myself, spending a day or two. Done once, don't need to do it again. That's the beautiful thing. So organic search engine is still the best way, the most, really the easiest way for 5 minutes work. Do it right and you can get a tremendous amount of traffic if that's relevant to your entire site. So that's my quick tip for today, organic search engine marketing. We'll continue on this little mini series on search engine strategies next time round. I'll talk to you then. This is Paul Bars from paulbars.com signing off.